the extract. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
So here's what I'm going to do. First of all, Chase.
Yes, sir.
One of our producers. The other one is Sam, our 9-year-old. Chase, go ahead and get that fleece. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. Got Chase, the producer, that's going to tell you a little as to how do you become a son or a daughter of Liberty. You can go ahead and turn that down, guys. Thank you.
Well, if you go online to www.sonsoflibertyradio.com, we have our store, and part of our store is our Sons and Daughters of Liberty membership. And I just spoke with Elizabeth. She just sent out the email this morning with the link for our brand new live video stream to all of our monthly sponsors, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty. That went out this morning.
Yep.
And will continue to go out to everybody who signs up from this point on. So that is a new feature, and we're really enjoying it. We got some great response so far, too.
Well, I think people are trying to figure out how old I am.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I got my other little producer over here. He's 9 years old. Is there anything that you want to say, honey? Besides, I think you're the absolute best. You're the best.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. What I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about this D.A.R.E. program. We had Tom calling from Maryland, a former cop last week, is just a caller. And he kind of went off on a bunny trail, and he started to bring up the topic of the D.A.R.E. program. Now, friends, if you want to check that video out, somebody actually picked it up and posted it. And as they posted it, it was, to my dismay and to my surprise, I actually went on there and I thought, you know what, there's some portions of this where I want the people to hear these D.A.R.E. program, well, their little trophies they use. They were the D.A.R.E. program kids that were basically the ones that were trophied among the students as the ones that can tell you just say no to drugs. Now, for those that didn't know, in Illinois, they actually did a test, and they found out that the eighth graders that went through the D.A.R.E. program tripled in drug use. And it should be no wonder to anybody out there listening right now due to the fact that, friends, you don't teach a kid how to use drugs and then tell them not to use the drugs. It's like, hey, if you don't want a kid to burn down a house, then don't put matches and gas in his hands and show him how to do it. Because that's exactly what some of these programs do. Do they do it purposely? No, I believe they do it inadvertently. The people that are behind the programs, do I believe that they're doing it purposely? I do believe that some of them are. Because they know that it's a moneymaker. And what I'll do when I'm doing high school assemblies, I'll say, hey, guys, got a question for you. What about drugs, crystal, crack, cocaine, dust, heroin, marijuana, so on and so forth? Because in America today, drugs, which are illegal to use, are glamorized for music, Hollywood, TV, magazines, and, of course, the streets. And we wonder why the kids or posterity are using drugs when, in fact, the older generation is actually teaching them how to commit the crime or allowing them to be taught how to commit the crime. Friends, I was watching a program called 2020. This is about 10 years, probably 12 years ago now. And the program was called Transportation of Drugs to America. And the American press was approached by Colombian folks saying, we would not lose our children over here in Colombia if it wasn't for the Americans that wanted the drug in the first place. So in other words, kids wouldn't be dying if America wouldn't be buying. And in Colombia, they have something known as cocaine cowboys. And what they do is they take little children, 8, 9, 10 years old, they'll kill them, they'll execute them, they'll empty out their body cavities, they'll stuff their bodies full of cocaine, and then they'll put them in a coffin and send them back to America. That's why they're called cocaine cowboys. Let me say this again. Folks, you have a drug problem in America. You have a problem with foreigners coming into America because Americans are buying drugs from the foreigners. And we can't blame anybody for the problems that we have, namely if we're the ones buying them in the first place. Or in this case, in my particular case, and from my perspective, I'm not tolerating it. But friends, we have problems such as drug problems in America because we, for the most part, in America are the ones buying the drugs. Pretty crazy, but pretty obvious as to what the answer is. It comes back to responsibility. By the way, just a note, over 80% of the drugs that are confiscated by law official enforcement agencies in America still hit the streets. Used to know a kid in North Minneapolis. This is, 22 years ago. One of the biggest drug dealers in North Minneapolis. It's a harder part of town. All of his drugs he bought from the Mexican feds. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends, that it is a bureaucracy. It's underground. It's a huge moneymaker. How many cops today are being busted for drug dealing? I remember not too long ago, a police officer was busted selling crack cocaine out of his back of his car right outside the police station in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And by the way, it's just a few. I have a lot of friends that are cops, state troopers. But again, note, friends, over 80% of the drugs confiscated by law official enforcement agencies still hit the streets. I'm getting to DARE. In Las Vegas, they don't have a problem with drugs on the strip where all the casinos are. Can anybody tell me why that is? Because they don't want a drug problem in Las Vegas when grandpa and grandma and mom and dad and uncle and aunts and cousins are coming to spend millions and billions of dollars every year at their casinos. So therefore, where they don't want the crime, they enforce the law. That's common sense. And that is the whole purpose of government, is to restrain men from sin, the violation of God's law, which is known as common law in America. There is crime where crime is tolerated, friends. But talking of drugs in Las Vegas, if this doesn't cause you to be indignant towards crime anywhere, nothing will be. Where they don't want crime, they enforce the laws the government does. They don't have a problem with drug dealers on the strip in Vegas. Again, why? Because they enforce the laws. How many kids today, when they get busted using drugs, they know they're going to stand in front of the soft judge that produces hardened criminals only to get their hands slapped? Then they're told they have to go to some NA meeting, Narcotics Anonymous. They sit in a circle with a bunch of druggies. They're taught to say that they're sick and they need help. They ain't sick. They're making bad choices. Ask me. Same thing with alcohol. Folks, now they have something called Gamblers Anonymous. Give me a break. Sin is moral, not physical, friends. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you have a dispensation to make the choice to do the wrong thing, it tells me you also have the dispensation to do the right thing. So therefore, it lies at the door of the one committing the act, because the act is not apart from the actor. How many times I hear foolish Christians, friends, I'm on a little bunny trail here, say, well, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Really? So he loves the individual committing the crime. No, the Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. God is a merciful God. Yes, he's a merciful God to those that commit sin. But once you have the knowledge of right and wrong, therein lies the buck to stop right there. Now you have a choice to make, and don't blame the devil when you chose to do it. Sons, do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Okay, so we're talking about a drug problem in Las Vegas, and they wouldn't have a drug problem if they didn't want it, so therefore they don't have it in Las Vegas, so therefore they enforce the laws, which deters criminals. So they enforce the laws there in Las Vegas. And that would happen all over the country if the government was doing their job. Can you imagine if the President of the United States got on television right now and said, if you're busted with narcotics, this is the sentence that you will receive? And the maximum sentence it will be, it would discourage drug use instantaneously. Of course, you're going to get one or two idiots that are going to try the system, but then therein you use them as an example to show the rest of the populace that we're not tolerating crime. That's what Scripture tells us to do, by the way. It puts the fear of God in others not to commit the crime.
Yeah, we live in a system today. You know, if a guy goes out and kills a whole family, we want to show him mercy. We want to give him 3 squares a day, give him a carpeted cell, and give him the option to complain about the justice system.
You show more mercy in this society today in America for the criminal than you do for the victims. Shame upon you if you're in the justice system and you commit such heinous crimes against not only heaven, but the people at large. Because mercy enforces the law. It doesn't omit or abrogate the law. Let me get back to the DARE program. John P. Walters, under George Bush's administration, was employed to, well, do his best to go ahead and discourage drug use. But this is what he said. He said, government's anti-drug ads are largely being ignored by the teens and find no evidence that the multi-million dollar campaign use is discouraging drug use. The multi-million dollar campaign is discouraging drug use. It is not, he is saying. Well, of course not, because when I do high school assemblies, the first thing I'll say is, the more I tell you not to do something, what is it that you want to do? They yell back to me in unison, do what you told us not to do. Of course. The law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin. When the commandment comes, sin revives. Of course. Carnal nature wants to war against God. Evil wants to war against that, which is good. The law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. We are evil. That's why we need Christ and his power to overcome. But here's a guy that knows the program doesn't work. Hey, friends, how many of you have a car that doesn't work? Would you put gas into the car that doesn't work? Well, did you know that John P. Walters has a car that doesn't work called the drug prevention programs in the United States, which, by the way, inadvertently teaches kids. I'll get to that in just a minute. How to commit the crimes. Walters, John P. Walters, under George Bush's administration, still wants to maintain the current funding of $180 million, while the government spends $18 billion on anti-drug efforts each year. No, that is called creating a police state. How many times I've done assemblies across the country where I'm exposing the DARE program for what it really is, and the cops in the back are nodding their heads agreeing with everything I'm saying. And folks, I got to tell you, to their everlasting shame, there's some of them that are okay with it because it's job security for them. Straight out of their mouth, I've heard it. Seen a poster, had a little boy, about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. On the top it said, drugs can start as a dare. Of course it can. Or youthful curiosity. Of course it can. Or it may be a way to escape problems at home. Listen to what they're saying. Whatever the reason, studies show that an alarming number of young children are trying drugs. Huh. Who's teaching them how to do that? You ever heard of the DARE program? DARE means to provoke or to challenge or to defy. Huh. I was on vacation at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Orlando, Florida some years back. Walked inside. There's a big button that said, do not push this button. Guess what all the children wanted to be the first ones in the line to push the button that they were not supposed to push did. They pushed the button. Do not push this button. They wanted to be the first ones to go ahead and push the button that they weren't supposed to push. Again, drug use has gone up 30% nationwide since the inception of the DARE program. Hey, folks, DARE's message is muddled and confusing. It does not tell kids that they must not use drugs. It tells them that they have a right to say no, implying that they also have a right to say yes. No, they don't have a right to commit crimes against the law. Are you tracking with me here, friends? God did not give us the right to violate his law. You ever been to the DARE website before, friends? Interestingly enough, I got a little curious. On the top, you have, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Kid-friendly website. You click on the drug information. Shows you a picture of the drugs. Cocaine, for example, is right in front of me. Gives you the street names, blow, snow, nose candy. Where it's derived from, the description. And friends, listen, even how to use the drugs. Oh, my goodness. Hey, friends, I've done high school assemblies where I've walked in and it was so bad. There's cops standing there around glass-cased examples of what drugs look like, how to use drugs, where to get the drugs. And I'm walking in there looking at the cops like, are you kidding me? Hey, if you don't want somebody to use drugs, then you don't show them how to use drugs. If you don't want someone to commit crimes, then don't show them how to commit the crime. What stops drug use and crime? Magnifying the law against their crimes unto judgment, only to establish righteousness. Speaking of the DARE program, though, the DARE program is like a carrot dangling in front of the nose of a horse. And again, I told you that in the University of Michigan, I'm sorry, I stand corrected again. The University of Michigan, not Illinois, found that 8th graders that went through the DARE program tripled in drug use. Oh, it gets better. Hang on a second. Even after all of the ineffective findings, program supporters said, cutback is not needed, but an expansion, of course, because it's a money maker. It's job security. And let me tell you what, it's also creating a police state. Oh, how convenient the drug problems that we have in this country are to tyrants at heart. Instead of enforcing the laws against crime, that's the whole purpose they're there in the first place, they actually allot they open the doors to crime to create the bureaucracy. Because, again, it's a moneymaker. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I ask some of you foolish, foolish people that listen to me. Speaking again of the DARE program, one of the designers of the DARE program said, Dr. William Hansen, by the way, we got him on the phone. He would not go on film. Coward. He said, I think the program should be scrapped and developed anew, the DARE program. He's one of the designers. I think the program should be scrapped and developed anew. By the way, if you want to see the video, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Listen to this. The conclusion of the Congressional General Accounting Office, GAOA, the U.S. Surgeon General, the National Academy of Sciences, and the United States Department of Education said, listen carefully, the program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive, worse than doing nothing. And yes, I am doing this in public schools, friends. The principal's walking around with his hands in his pocket, his face is completely red, saying, Bradley, you can't be doing this in my school. No! Those kids belong to their parents, not the state or the government or to the indoctrinators. That principal shouldn't be angry with me. And by the way, I don't know that I've ever had an angry principal with me talking about the DARE program. I think they're thankful. They just don't know how to respond to what's going on or how they're going to follow up if there's fallout. I always tell them, if you have any problems, just give me a call. I'll talk to the parents. Because the parents aren't going to have a problem with the program once they find it. The only problem that you're going to have is how fast are you going to get rid of the program once they find out what the program is about. I had a little girl from Minnesota email me. Her name was Arissa. Listen to what she said. This was an email. Speaking of a program called MEDA in the state of Minnesota here. It's the same thing as the DARE program. She said, the last speaker that we had was a lady and she did absolutely nothing. She started her presentation on the meth MEDA by giving the information a lot like on the DARE website. Arissa told us, she told us what it was, the street names, how to get it, and how to use it. Folks, if I was to do that, I would be thrown in jail for solicitation of illegal drugs. Arissa goes on, she told us what it was, the street names, how to get it, and how to use it, the teacher did. She went into such detail as to put the formula up on the screen for everyone to see. When asked about it, the teacher commented, you asked me to come here and speak about meth, not to tell them that they shouldn't use it. Folks, they're teaching students how to use drugs, illegal drugs. Now, when I come back, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish up this segment, and then I'm going to play a portion of audio from a kid that was the DARE program's little trophy in eighth grade who became that community's biggest drug dealer. I want you to hear straight out of his mouth as to what he said. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the DARE program. Friends, during the break, I went over to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and I just uploaded that video again, so it's up on the top. Check it out, and I'm going to play some audio in just a couple minutes here. I'm going to finish this up, and I'll play the audio. During the program, one of our high school assembly programs, we just finished, and after doing that high school assembly, it was in Minnesota here, Stephanie, the pretty little princess, was preparing to do an elementary school assembly for the fifth graders, and when she was approached by the elementary principal came up to her and said, "Hey, I heard you guys bash the DARE program," and I, you know, kindly walked over there in my meek little self, and I said to her, "Ma'am, we're not here to bash the DARE program. We're just simply exposing the program. And to be quite honest with you, we're exposing information that you should have, you know, taken the time to find for yourself before you actually foolishly led your children into believing this is a program for drug prevention, when in fact it does just the exact opposite. Hey, the fruit's on the tree." A couple minutes after that, the high school principal came up to me and said, "Hey, Bradley, I just wanted to let you know that we have a major problem with crystal methane in our school." And I said to him, "Sir, of course I know that he is not doing this purposely, but he is doing it foolishly." I said, "Sir, you have a major crystal methane problem in your public school because you are teaching them how to commit the crime." Folks, it's called taking responsibility and knowing what we're throwing to our posterity. My goodness gracious. "Bradley, I think you're taking it way too far, really." No. Hold up a second. Here's Grandma. "Our very protected third-grade grandchild came home after her exposure to the DARE program and proceeded to put straws up her nose and tried to snort any powder available. Enough already." I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Grandma did. Now, I'm going to pull you some audio up here, and this is straight from two young men. I want you to listen carefully as to what they had to say, friends, because, again, I didn't say it.
This is Travis, and without any provocation from any one of us on the crew, the D.A.R.E. program was brought up. We asked Travis, when you were in school, what did the D.A.R.E. program teach you?
Listen carefully.
The D.A.R.E. program pretty much almost like how to make drugs and things like that, which was, you know, to a kid like myself, it's kind of, you know, at that age when you're, that stuff is, you don't know what it is, and they start showing you that, it's kind of like, wow, they're showing you how to make drugs, you know, and it's just kind of a trip. It kind of weirds you out a little bit, you know. They open more doors to it. Like, it's almost like, this is, these are other types of drugs, and this is what they do to you.
This is a student,
like,
friends.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic, you know.
This is Nathan, former drug dealer, graduated from the D.A.R.E. program.
I actually graduated from the program with honors.
We asked Nathan, did the D.A.R.E. program help or did it hurt?
In the long run, it opened a lot of doors to where it kind of hurt. Well, when I was 14, I started out small, started, you know, introduced to grass and things of that nature, and, you know, of course, going to the D.A.R.E. program, when I was approached with it, I knew exactly what it was, what I could expect, you know, positive, negative, I knew it would happen, you know, wasn't afraid to give it a little try.
Wasn't afraid to give it a little try. Friends, check this out.
In 2004, we were asked to do a high school assembly in Buffalo, Minnesota, to be a part of their Drug Awareness Week. The topic, crystal methane. On Monday, definition, how it is used, shoot, snort, smoke, swallow. On Tuesday, definition, what it looks like, white powder, sticky brown, colored pills, yaba, clear chunky crystals. On Wednesday, definition, where it's found at. Thursday, definition, the effects of meth. And on Friday, definition, stats on meth. After seeing the program laid out from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the only thing I was looking for was, where's the dealer?
That's exactly right. Where's the dealer? Friends, that was the only thing that they weren't doing in that public setting. The only thing they weren't doing was offering the drugs to the students. They were telling them not to do it. You know, I went to a meeting one time in the state of Minnesota here. It was the MEDA program. And I exposed it for what it was. I stood up and, you know, the sheriff in this particular meeting said, you know, you're just trying to draw attention to yourself. I said, no, sir. I said, you're inadvertently teaching kids how to commit the crimes and you should know better. Shame upon you. And while the older folks that were trying to sell the program were angry with me, the younger people were coming up to me. This is in the paper, by the way, surrounding me, saying, Bradley, what you said is exactly right. I said, I know, of course I'm right. This is foolishness. You don't want to teach a kid how to build a bomb, then don't show them how to do it. Friends, you can even do that. And we wonder why we have the problems that we have today. We teach kids how to kill, then they kill. Then we stand there and we say, what is going wrong? Nothing's going wrong. Everything's going right. You sowed the seed, now you're reaping the harvest. And it doesn't work for freedom, friends. And if we would take a little time to pay attention as to what's being thrown on our younger generation, I'll tell you what, we'd have a greater future if we did that. A secure future. The absolute stupidity, friends, that's involved here. Wow! What do you say? I mean, this, open up your eyes and realize this is going on in public schools, friends, in the elementary. In the elementary. And just think again, friends, 86% of those that complain about what's going on through the illegalities of the federal government violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, these are the people that are sending their kids to public schools, dropping them off at the school gate only to be indoctrinated. Hey, friends, it goes a little bit further than just indoctrination. They're teaching your kids how to commit the act of a crime by teaching them how to use drugs. Yes, they are. You know, I've only done 350 high schools. Got the hat, got the T-shirt, understand how it works. But I'll tell you what, the system does offer a whole lot of love. Out on the West Coast, they have these windy roads that go around these particular mountains. This is a true story. They noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together and said, "We need to fix the problem, Bradley. Hey, we need to remedy the problem." Instead of remedying the problem by putting forth a stop sign or a warning sign on top of the mountain before they go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction, they said, their remedy was, said they, "Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Let's call this one Narcotics Anonymous. Let's teach kids how to sit in a circle, say their name, admit they're sick, not responsible, and point the finger back at the counselor and say, 'You need to help me.' Oh, and by the way, forget about the counselor knowing that he's making his money off your supposed and created diagnosis, which they call a sickness, when in fact it's not a sickness. You know, when I used to party, friends, I wasn't hooked on anything. I was trying to find my life is all I was trying to do. And the fact of the matter was, while I was trying to find it, I was losing it. And I looked to the wrong things. But I wasn't hooked. I wasn't an addict. I liked to party. I liked being around girls. That was my deal. I liked playing music. You know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I didn't even really like to drink, but I'd have a beer in my hand because I wanted to be a part of the club. And I don't even know that I had a beer in my hand because I wanted to be a part of the club. I've never been much of a follower. And then came Jesus Christ, who set me free. The greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then throw him back into that unholy situation to shake, rattle, and roll the gates of hell as he empowers you to overcome and set you free in Jesus Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and liberty there is indeed, friends. And so is their power. Remember when David said, "By my God, I can go through a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall." Yep, he understood the anointing. When little David stood there in the face of Goliath and said, "No, you're going down." Yep, he understood the anointing. He understood the power of the Christ who overcomes. He understood redemptive power. He understood what real faith was that overcomes the world. He understood that he was walking with his daddy, and his daddy was about to kick the hell out of someone called Goliath through David. There's so many people that are trying to find their life, friends, and you're looking to the wrong things. Yes, I'm a preacher, but I can tell you I'm not a liar. And I can tell you, when I went to Christ, and though it is hard and it still is, day by day, he has never once failed me, my friends. And I'll tell you what, he saved me from myself. He saved me from myself. He showed me what I wasn't to show me who he was. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him, and I praise God for it when I'm under the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I ain't begging and I ain't asking, I'm giving you answers. And you know what's interesting through a faithful preacher? Is he'll always tell you hard things because he loves and because he's faithful to God first and you secondly. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you why I'm so thankful. Because when I look to the Christ crucified, Paul said, "I am crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me." I understood what he's talking about. He said, "It's not about me, it's about you, Lord. Show yourself strong on my behalf and give me my generation. Ask of me, for the heathen is thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth, and I shall give it unto you." 350 high schools later, that's exactly what he did. How many colleges later? That's exactly what he did. How many tea parties later? That's exactly what he did. How many countries that I'm in on the radio show? That's exactly what he did. He shows me what I cannot do to show me what he can do and what he is doing. His name is Jesus Christ. Friends, we're going to come back. I'm going to give you an analogy. Hey, friends, is the apple in my hand, is it sour or is it sweet? I'm going to also bring in our pretty little princess. Let's get a little humor in here. And if you got a song idea, hey, throw it at us. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen. Have a good day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Well, pretty soon we're going to have to say goodbye to that music. Maybe we should play Christmas music all year round.
Christmas
puts people in a good mood.
It does. Yeah. Especially that it's so calming.
Unless you're a Scrooge.
Makes me think happy thoughts.
Honey, don't I fulfill that empty
you
space in your heart?
You always fill me with happy thoughts.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends. Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, atheists. There was a great orator, speaker, who came into a city to do a speech, and throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine. For he did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and when he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had any questions because he was quite sure he could give the right answer. A man in the crowd raised his hand. The speaker then said, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet. He pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite out of the apple, and proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you are a great speaker." Then taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand, is it sour or is it sweet? I gotta know, wanna know, have to know." The speaker, confounded with this man's question, said, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." The man in his spiritual wisdom said in reply, "Neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." And let me tell you, those that have tasted, those are the ones that you will see Christ live through. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, you know what? I think what we should do is, so we got our pretty little princess back in here. Let's use her gift, huh? How about a little Amazing Grace? John Newton, the slave trader, repented for his abominable acts throughout his life and found Christ. He was blind, but now he can see. What was that song that he actually wrote? Amazing Grace. How does that go, Steph?
It goes like this. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I am found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. It was your grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Praise God, 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 praise God.
Amen. That was for a caller. Just had someone call and say, could you sing a song? I did not know that they were asking for us to sing a song, and I said, hey, maybe we can get our pretty little princess back here and use her gift, pull on her gifts. Yeah? Hey, good idea, Brad. Hey, thanks.
Are you going to sing?
No, I can sing, but I don't know that you'd want me to sing.
A little drumming.
I'm a drummer. There's a reason I'm a drummer. God didn't give me vocal cords. He gave me feet.
That's right.
It's interesting that I can do four things at once.
That is amazing, actually.
Yes, it is. And I'm just kind of,
I find that difficult for myself.
This is a replay. I'm just going back.
It's kind of like people can, pat their head and rub their tummy at the same time. Some people have a hard time with that. Now, imagine doing that four different ways, four different limbs. You are extraordinary. Good job. Well, again, we got the producer on the 9-year-old on the other end of the glass here is patting his head, rubbing his tummy, and giggling about it. All 9-year-olds.
Only here at the Sons of Liberty.
That's right. All the kids who are listening right now to the Sons of Liberty are all trying. Everyone do that. Pat your head, rub your tummy. Can you do it? I actually can do it.
I bet you can.
But I think that if I had added
Do you want me to go there right now? Well, Steph, I got to try to get to these uncivil rights leaders.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Dr. Elveda King on a TV show talked about her uncle and the power of nonviolence. We know that Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, who he's a reverend for, we don't know, but we know it's not for the word of God or the God of Israel and Jesus Christ, because he does just exactly the opposite of Scripture. He's a wannabe. He couldn't make it. He's wanted to be MLK his whole life. He just can't play it. He's an adulterer, a known adulterer. His kid's in jail. And I'm careful with some of the stuff that I say, but the bottom line is he's so foolish. He is so foolish. He's attacking Robertson right now from Duck Dynasty again. And friends, I'm as tired as this Duck Dynasty thing as you are, believe me. But the bottom line is this guy should have a little common sense. These uncivil rights leaders such as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, they're out there dividing the people. They're in cahoots with this criminal administration, using the race card, which does not belong to this generation. I've talked about this in the past, but friends, it really doesn't. So let me bring you back to the 60s, and let me just give you a little bit of a contrast. Dr. Elveda King on a TV show talked about her uncle, Martin Luther King, the power of nonviolence. She shared that every participant in the civil rights marches in the 60s was required to sign this pledge before they could participate. Now tell me, is this what you see today? It was a great pledge for us to commit to in our daily lives, said Elveda King. If enough of us would commit to this, maybe we can dramatically impact our world for the better. This is what it was. I'll give you 10 points. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ daily. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. They understood the cross, the power of redemption. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Yes, he is, but there's a balance. When Jesus was rebuking the religious hypocrites, that was love. When he was showing mercy, compassion, and healing, that was love. God is love. Okay? Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Bye, Jesse. Bye, Al Sharpton. Number six, observe with both friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart, not promote it. Number nine, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration, which was MLK, who followed the Christ. MLK would say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Corinthians 11:1 said, Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, follow me as I follow Christ. So compare that to what you're seeing today. It's completely in contradiction. It stands in complete contradiction of what it was like in the 60s. So when they're talking about civil rights today, friends, these individuals are shameful. They're debased. For a better way of saying it, losers that just can't play the man. They have not a call of God in their lives. If they did, you would see it. They can't play the man, so therefore they try it. And so what they want to do so they can be a part of the club is they join the criminal in the White House and they divide and conquer through the race card, which, again, by the way, friends, is something of the past. Steph?
You know, well, it is so true because Martin Luther King Jr. was the real deal. And when you see these people who are the wannabes, per se, quote unquote, they're not standing for the same things that Martin Luther King stood for.
Martin Luther King is the guy that said, if we don't get this right, we're going to perish together as fools.
Learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools.
Yes.
Well, you guys know that we are coming down to the end of the year. And, of course, the Sons of Liberty Radio is out there doing what it takes so we can maintain our liberties and freedoms, not only for our generation, for the next generation to come. And those of you who are saying, listen, this is a ministry that I can get behind, one that's actually saying what needs to be said, and most importantly, doing what needs to be done. For those of you, sometimes
like
people
that.
Like to give end-of-the-year donations. We at the Sons
Please
of Liberty,
do
we,
consider.
We need your help in order to continue to do what we do. We need support. We need gas in the tank to be able to drive our truck out there in the highways and byways and seek and save that which is lost. So please do consider donating. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the donate button, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now is the time to say, listen, I listen to you guys. I'm so happy. Don't just say, hey, we're so glad you guys are out there. We can't stay
be
out
filled,
here.
Be warmed.
Yeah, we
but
can't,
get away from us. We're not helping
right.
you.
We can't stay out here unless we have your support. So please do consider donating. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button or call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We appreciate all your support. And by the way, when you order our product is also getting that out there in people's hands, but it's also supporting the Sons of Liberty as well.
Amen. Okay, folks, you got Bradley. Hey, GCN guys, we appreciate you. You guys are awesome on Saturdays. I just wanted to high-five you. Outside of that, we appreciate you listeners, sonsoflibertyradio.com. First down, 318. Love you by what we do. See ya!
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.